What would you do if you discovered your home used to be a meth lab? It may sound like a scene from the hit American TV show Breaking Bad, but it's happening so often in Australia that drug detection businesses are booming. But an investigation by the ABC's Background Briefing can reveal one such company has repeatedly exaggerated the contamination levels found in customers' homes. Now, a former employee known as the Meth Hunter is blowing the whistle on an industry he claims is exploiting fear to make money. Hagar Cohen reports.
I was out for dinner with some friends and I got a call. Your place is recorded extremely high for meth contamination. You're pregnant. You just please don't go back there.
This woman, who we'll call Kate, has been through quite the ordeal. It all started when a new tenant moved into the apartment next door.
And then there was another people sort of coming and going all night, ringing my apartment door by mistake.
Kate and her neighbours suspected something to do with drugs. Then the guy disappeared.
I got a call asking if I'd be happy for my apartment to be tested for levels of meth contamination. So at that point, I would have been about 4 months pregnant, I think. So, of course, I was pretty happy to go along with it and just make sure that everything was okay.
A tester working for the contamination assessment company Meth Screen came around, took some swabs and left. It was a few days before Kate heard from him again.
He sort of said to me, look, I can't give you the report, but you can't go back there. So
don't go back there. Why? Because it's unsafe?
Yeah, because he told me at that point that it was 22 times higher than what the safe levels were for anybody, let alone someone who was pregnant.
Kate's neighbours wanted a second opinion, so they hired a certified occupational hygienist to verify Meth Screen's results. When he tested Kate's apartment, he didn't find any traces of meth in most of the property. The areas that were affected were only slightly over the Australian government's safety guidelines. So why did the first test show that her apartment was so contaminated?
We even came up with a nickname for me in the company, which was called Meth Hunter. Every house I went to using these methods, I found the most amount of meth compared to anybody else in the country.
That's Josh Long, the meth screen tester who assessed Kate's apartment. He no longer works for that company and he's recently registered his own meth testing business. He says warning people like Kate was part of meth screen's strategy.
Trying to scare these people into thinking that they can't live in their own property and that they need to be moved out and sort of looking after their own health.
And was that to boost business?
Yes, without a doubt.
Household contamination testing is largely unregulated in Australia. There's very little oversight and few rules testers have to abide by. Josh Long's previous boss is Ryan Matthews, Meth Screen's owner-director. He denies his testers contact clients once the assessment is over.
We would never ever tell anybody that one, a property was dangerous, and to leave the property. That is causing sensationalism, that is completely unrealistic.
Background Briefing obtained confidential evidence from 9 more properties showing that what happened in Kate's apartment is not an isolated incident. In all those properties, qualified environmental consultants were hired to review Meth Screen's work. And in all those cases, the review testing found significantly less meth than the Meth Screen test.
Hagar Cohen reporting, and for more on that story, subscribe to Background Briefing through the ABC Listen app.